Do you think I was frozen for a second?
No, you. I knew you weren't, you idiot.
Is that the same shirt? For God's sakes.
Let's address the elephant in the room. Yes, I am wearing I'm wearing top to bottom the same outfit I wore yesterday. Top,
same underwear, bottom. Shoes, sock.
Here's the thing is that I don't know if you know this or not, but Hunter and I don't do anything physically demanding during the show. Okay. We sit and talk. And so I don't get sweaty. So it seems silly to give myself more laundry to do when I don't even get this dirty, because as soon as I get home, I literally get into comfy clothes because we work from home for part of the day. So
this is what pisses me off about the video podcast is, so I got a laundry room over here full of clothes, man, that I probably haven't worn in years. So yep. I typically rotate between like 3 shirts, 4 shirts, maybe.
Yep.
Plus like a few golf outfits that I'll throw on just because everything else is dirty. But now that we do this video podcast, I'm obligated to have a different shirt every single day. And now I'm like scrambling for things that aren't wrinkly.
We should wear the same. We should just do podcast shirt. That'd be funny. Like, we'll just leave it in the studio or leave it by and we'll do the same shirt every single time.
Then nobody would know. How about just a shirt that says podcast on it? How about that? You know? This is my podcast shirt.
Right. Ask me about my podcast shirt right there.
Nice.
No, I'm not doing more laundry, but honestly, you know what would be kind of funny is for you to wear, like, go through all of your shirts, wear a different one, and if you find out you don't like it, get rid of it. That's how we'll vet through all of your clothes, because I know you got too much. I know you have too many.
Way too much. And you know what? Yeah. I've gotten rid of a lot of clothes. Yeah. I've gotten rid of bags of clothes, and I still have clothes that I don't wear.
I've run into that problem. See, my big deal, and you know this, I have a problem with Walmart and clearance shopping. I really do. And so I'll find a shirt that like is only a dollar. Like, you'll find them at Walmart. They'll be a dollar. I'm like, okay, well, I need to buy 10 of them. And then I'm like, I don't really like how it fits, or, you know, it's not quite what I wanted. So I donate a lot of clothes in there, or I have them sitting in my closet because they're just, you know, you don't get to them or you forget about it, whatever.
I get balled up and put in the corner. You know what my problem is? I wash them once and now they don't fit. Period.
Yeah,
it's too short.
That actually happened. A lot of my shirts, like on the arms and everything, because I'm so huge. I'm huge in muscles. Right. But seriously, like, they fit great. They fit great. And then you wash them. It's like, well, the fucking shirt's ruined, man.
It's ruined. You know what I'm blaming it on? America. Typically, you guys are a little shorter and a little wider than I am. I need like do they have a beanpole store? Like, hey, if you're a beanpole, if you're really skinny and tall, like, come to our store. Because they don't have one for me.
Big and tall, unfortunately for you, you're tall, but you're not big.
I'm not big. I'm not wiry. You know, you're so wiry. I need a medium tall, which is a rare thing to find. It's a rare item.
And see, me, I need a large short. That's what I need. Like, because large fits my chest better.
Yeah.
But then it's always too long because I got a short torso. You know what I mean?
Tiny little torso. Your legs go into your neck.
Right. Hey, here's an idea. Fuck you, buddy. How about that? All right. Well, yes. Yeah, so the elephant or the cat's out of the bag. The elephant's been addressed. I'm wearing the same outfit as I was yesterday, showing off that chest hair.
Chest hair,
Deal with it.
Let's sleep in it, for God's sake. Did you at least take it off?
No, right in it.
You've been drinking.
I'm still wearing my pee pants right now. Let's do it. It's fact and opinion. One awesome fact, one dumb opinion. You do what you want with it. Let's do the word apron was originally napron, but when people would say a napron, most people would hear an apron, so eventually it just became apron.
Oh, okay, that's kind of a cool fact. And so, napron.
Why, maybe did you wear it on the nape of your neck? Is that why? And it went down?
Yeah,
is that why it's called an apron?
Napron. When's the last time you wore an apron?
In the sense of the word, of the sense of an actual being, probably forever ago. I can't remember the last time. But, you know, I wear apron-esque things, like if I'm working out or like painting or something like that. I guess maybe that counts. But no, an actual apron, which I am excited now since I'm going to be a dad. I guarantee a gift I'm going to be getting.
You're going to have an apron soon, for sure.
The Kiss the Cook apron, or my dad's, you know, something
like, with some tongs.
Yeah, it's an easy gift for the kid to get.
A beer holder in it, you know.
Yeah, there you go, for your alcoholic father.
So, so we always wear aprons in the shop when we go to my dad's shop to work, because through that shop, if you go into that shop with anything that is not black, wearing anything that's not black.
Oh, you're filthy. Say,
dude, you just walk into that place and you're dirty. So yep. You got to wear an apron. It's a fact. If you like your shirt, you can put that apron on.
I always loved the old leather aprons we had to wear in shop class and welding class and everything. Yeah. These old dingy ass, you know, and again, yeah, they protected the front of you, but nothing on the back. You did so many times you'd leave welding class. You had holes in the back of your shirt. And these aprons are worthless, man. They're just completely pointless, man.
Yeah. You should see my dad's. He's got a bunch of holes burnt into his because he's always welding. And he always gets a bunch of sparks into him. And there was one time. Oh, this is a funny story. So we were building. It was the Jeep. So a couple of years back, we built a Jeep. It's a pretty nice Jeep, custom Jeep.
Yep.
And I was welding on the frame. And I can weld, but, you know, I'm still nervous around it. You know what I'm saying? I'm still weird. He dives into it, pop, you know, weld stuff up. I'm still feeling it out a little bit. I'm not a pro. I'll admit that. Pussy. So I'm welding this thing. Shut up. When's the last time you welded, you asshole?
About 5 months ago, actually, when I welded together my ladder rack. So suck it, Trebek.
I'm sure you laid some dimes, didn't you?
Oh, dude, it was fucking beautiful. You should see, knocking that slag off. I'm like, holy shit, I'm a pro. Yeah. No, it's been a while since I welded. I was like, not my best work.
You have to clean that weld up a little bit. So I'm welding, right? And there's a shop rag on the floor because we were doing something with oil, too. So there's a shop rag with oil on the floor, and I'm welding. So shooting sparks, right? Like, welding mask is dark. You can't really see anything around you until you're done. Yep. So I take the mask off, and when I take it off, I turn away from the job I was doing and walk away. And my dad is talking to me from the corner, and he gets this look in his eye like, holy shit. Dude, the whole rag was on fire underneath the Jeep that we were building. And so, dude, stupid ass me, like I just grab it and fling it, right? But I fling it onto a stereo that has another rag over the stereo to protect it from dust. So now the wall is catching on fire, dude. My dad is scrambling for a fire hydrant. We blow the thing off. Dude, it was a catastrophe. And it was just like, at the given moment, like if there's fire around, I just freak out. I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go, how to think.
What is it with you burning your folks' shit down?
I have no idea. But it was just wild how calm my dad was.
Yeah,
he's just like, okay, yep, go over and get the fire hydrant. I'm like, dude, the thing is burning down. Like, we need
that's because he's raised you and he's had to do this multiple times.
Very true.
I wouldn't let you anywhere near my shop. Nowhere near. No, absolutely not. Not doing
it. Well, it has to be me too. It could have been my brother welding. It could have been him.
Your brother's just as bad. When we did that last trip with him, he gets on my mini bike. The first thing happens is the chain falls off. Yeah, it's like, Jesus, you guys are just accident prone. That's what it is.
Can I up your story up just a little bit more? So after the chain falls off, right? This is the first day. Second day, we end up leaving that night. We stay that night and leave the next morning. Mm-hmm. Chain falls off. That was already just like, God, CJ, I got on anything doing it in a break.
Oh, yes. Yep.
So, I know. So he sleeps, and our buddy Ben just got a brand new pop-up camper, and he's sleeping on the part where the table folds out into a bed, right? Yep. And on a pop-up camper, everything on the sides Velcro to the camper, so you can kind of take it off and on and off, right? He has this big Afghan blanket my mom made. Dude, massive. I'm talking like 15 by 15. Like, took her like a year and a half to make. It was like her pride and joy blanket, right? Dude, I wake up at fucking 4 a.m. just like, I know that burning smell. I know fire. I've experienced it, dude. Anytime I smell it, I did it on the plane coming back from Vegas. Anytime I smell that, dude. And sure enough, 4 a.m, I'm like, dude, something's burning. I wake up and couldn't find it. We couldn't find it. We're like, what? Definitely something's burning. And then our buddy Ben jumps up and he's like, oh, quick goat thinking, rips the blanket. The blanket fell outside of the camper and is on the exhaust of the heater. Dude, it smoldered, this whole blanket my mom made. Oh, my God. And so my brother's like, what do we do? Like, how do we tell mom that we just burn her blanket up that she spent a year and a half on?
Yeah.
And so like, just put it in the back of the truck and we'll get home. We'll figure it out. So we get home. He talks to my mom a little bit and he's like, I got to tell you something. We burnt your blanket up, blah, blah, blah. Tells her the whole story, dude. And she's like, She didn't give a shit. She was like, it's all right. I'll just make another one. She's
and
like,
I'm just glad you're okay. Yeah.
Glad you're all right. You didn't burn up. Nobody's dead. You know, it's fine. So let's go get the blanket. We'll just cut the part off that's burnt and I'll just continue on. So they go out to get the blanket. The fucking blanket flew out of the truck on the way home. No way. Come on. What are the odds, dude?
What are the odds? With you guys, very good. Very good odds that happened. Dude, my
brother, it was like it just started raining immediately. He dropped to his knees like, why? Like, God. Well, if anything in that situation could have went wrong, it went wrong.
It went wrong. It went absolutely wrong.
Went so wrong that my mom wasn't even mad. She was just like, you know what?
You can't be. That's what happens. Anybody else, you'd be mad. You can't be.
Damn, dude. That is our luck. That's how my brother and I have grown up.
I think it's self-inflict is what it is. YouTube
mostly, right?
To end on aprons, has your wife ever just thrown on the apron and nothing else on underneath it? Has she ever pulled that trick?
No, not yet. No, she doesn't. I don't think she has an apron.
You got to get her one so she does that, man. I had a college. What?
They make sexy aprons?
No, you just have the apron and nothing on underneath it, man. It's fantastic. And you can't tell until they turn around. You're like, oh, that's your ass. I like that. I had a college girlfriend do that. That was very nice. That was very nice. And you got something to splooge on, so it's great.
Jeez, dude. Good Lord. A little clean up rag. God. I mean, never to put on your aprons.
No, never. Don't put on any of our aprons.
Did she cook for you afterwards?
No, she was a terrible cook, so that's it.
Just did it for the show, huh?
She cooked my wiener in her mouth.
Oh, God, dude.
ruined.
Bit it off. This was
It's cream filled. What? Anyway, Jesus. Okay. Let's wrap this up. We ruined it. I ruined it. Folks, thank you so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. This has been the Plan B After Show podcast video version, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Change your fucking clothes tomorrow. Would you put something on?
You're like you just showered for the first time in like a week. Why don't you shut up?
At least I have another shirt on. He can't smell me through the podcast.
You filthy animal! All right, we're gonna get out of here. We'll see you guys next time. Do your Al Borland thing.